This is the Cedar Mountain Fire Protection District public hearing for the 2023 budget approval.
Okay, reporting. It is 6:14 technically, and we are in public hearing for the 2023 budget. Do I have comments from public on the 2023 budget? I'm just looking for hands. Okay, I'm not seeing hands right now. I'll give it another little bit here.
Susie?
Yes.
I know we've talked this to death already, but I wonder if it would make sense if we talked through kind of the high-level summary and maybe any of the changes that we've made from the tentative, and then maybe give the public another chance to make another comment if they'd like, just so they kind of know what they're speaking to a little bit.
That would be great. I appreciate that. Is that something you're comfortable addressing, Zach?
Sure.
Okay.
So we have three different budgets, technically, that we're going to have to approve tonight. I'm going to start with the fire, the biggest. Well, actually, let's start with the easiest. Dust control. We're holding a carryover about $2,500 from the previous year. Billable fees for the district is $301,900. Total income for that fee is total available is $304,400. We propose spending approximately $300,000. We're going to open the bid tonight, but based on last year's number plus some inflationary thoughts, we're expecting to spend approximately $285,000 on the dust control product chosen, $1,000 for any road maintenance and things of that nature that help produce a better product in the end. It's to the best of my ability that fee is, like most, not holding much reserve and a goal of a zero-sum game with, you know, no reserve as far as that. So any questions regarding the dust control budget?
I am not seeing any.
Okay. On to snow. We're going to carry over about $95,000 from this year to next. Snow income for the year is $694,370. So that gives you a total of $788,370 in operation. That should be pretty close. I mean, we don't get too exact on the budget with the total held in reserve. So it's $788,370. The proposed expenditure for the 2023 year, it's split between two years on the contract. At the 9 to 14 foot mark is $560,000. So as long as we stay in the 9 to 14 foot mark for this season and the first half of next season, that will leave us leftovers of $228,000, which is intended to rebuild the reserve for the year that we have a higher than 14 foot snow year, whether that be 18, 25, 30, whatever it is. Any questions on the snow budget? Okay, on to fire. One thing I want to preface with fire, because we've ventured into these divisions that have don't have a lot of history behind them, and so there's not empirical data to predict what their income is going to be. There's a lot of both income numbers that are a best educated guess. There's a lot of expense numbers that would not be touched or money spent on that unless those minimum goals or benchmarks on those variable income divisions hit the right benchmarks. So I want to leave it. I guess the last comment is, you know, a budget's a budget. What money we can spend based on this presentation, but for us, or myself, I'm more focused on cash flow. We're not going to spend money we don't have. So we're still building these divisions and this new structure of the fire department, and that's going to be an ongoing thing for a few more years till we get more leveled out and understand really where we're going to be at and refine things. So that's an overall discussion as far as that goes. From there, we're holding $223 roughly on station 3 for improvements. We have a wall and drainage and some other things. Most of that money is grant money, but it's still a carryover shown on the income side. The county fee, or I shouldn't say county, I'm sorry, this sheet says county, but the CMFPD fee income for fire and EMS both together is $1,988,150. Our prospective grant income is $200,000. Prospective wildland income is $800,000. EMS income total is $750,000. We do have a tax anticipation loan we needed for Cashflow this year. I expect that we're going to roll that over. Hopefully not the full amount, and we get some headway, but we are behind on some equipment purchases and things of that nature too. So there's a tax anticipation loan that won't be renewed unless needed of $400,000, bringing the total income side of this balance sheet to $3,871,650.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yes, ma'am.
Because the one I'm looking at is different.
Yeah, me too.
So Wade and I are both on the same one, and I'm seeing, because it started with grant income I had, so I don't.
Okay. Are you in the board?
Let me. I'm in the one that you folder? That you linked to, and let me just go via the folder. Hold on.
I don't know. Maybe I can.
It was the one, Zach, that you'd sent out. The title is CMFPD Tentative 2023 Budget Final Revision. You sent it out yesterday.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I had multiple files open, so.
Yeah, when I open it from the packet, it's also this. So okay, maybe you're
this
the
is,
one.
No, this is the one that I plan to go off of. So I okay. must have shared. I apologize. Give me just a second. I'm going to share this right now. I apologize.
That's okay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So Wade, just shut yours out, and I will mine too, and. Zach's gonna
I just sent it. Should be in your email right now.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
This one has $750 for wildland and $250 for EMS.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, let me.
I'm just double checking. I'm sorry that I got these files mixed up. It's...
I think we'll forgive you on that one, Zach.
Are you sure?
Well, so this one's called Tentative 2023 Budget versus the one that you had sent us prior was final.
Let me just double check to make sure that we're, just give me 10 seconds, pause.
Okay. No, that's okay, and that's why we're doing this. We want to make sure we're on the right document and everybody's on the same page.
Zach, the one you just shared with us says Tentative Budget.
I'm wondering if I renamed. I have two files open, working back and forth, and I believe that I mixed them. I may have mixed up the titles, and that's where. So, just a half a second. So when
the only difference this one still has the $250 on EMS income, but it has $800 instead of $750 on wildland.
Yeah.
The grant income higher.
So the one that I'll fix the names and everything. The one that we should have open is the $750 on wildland.
Okay. That should be the one that you sent us yesterday.
And that one has grant income of $175, not $200.
Okay. And that's where the my last little bit of playing with numbers came in. So.
Okay, so does that mean there's a third one that we don't have? Or is
No, that's right. So the one that has grant income for $175, wildland for $750
okay.
is the correct.
Okay, so that would be the link that you sent yesterday, so yes. Or earlier. So let me just reopen that one.
Hold that's
on.
Right.
So, Zach, you did make the comment, and maybe you didn't mean to say 750. I thought you had said 750 on EMS income. That number is really 250.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I misspoke. I was trying to go fast and be expedient, but maybe now
is
not
the time. Okay, so I believe the file is the one that says CMFPD tentative 2023 budget revision, budget final revision.
That's the one it should be.
Okay, and that the total income on that is a 3,796,650. Is
yeah.
that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. So the couple changes, grant income not 200,000, it's actually 175,000. Wildland not 800,000, actually 750,000. I think I've been over the details of most of those numbers, so I'm not going to dive into that unless somebody has questions with it. But so
I do have a quick question, Zach.
Yes, sir.
On our EMS income, on the breakdown, it's got the 100,000 for transport and mm-hmm. 150 on grants and TRT.
Mm-hmm.
Where does our 911 call income come into that?
That's the 100,000. So okay. Interfacility okay. transports are the transports that you had in your head. And they're at zero.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I see you down there. Yeah, very good.
So, and that's, I think we're at 92,000 collected on ambulance, on 911 runs for this year.
Yeah.
So that's why that's at 100.
No, that's great.
We had a couple hiccups with collection and stuff. Try to keep this in the, keep it in reality, you know? So,
yeah.
So total income, and income is, it's, rough because the grant is the or the CIB money's there. It's hard to look at these totals. That's why I prefaced it the way I did. But 3.8 total potentially, give or take. Expenses. I'm just going to hit the major stuff. Admin is straight overhead. That is what it always is. Building expenses. I for Station 3 I carried over directly that 223,000. So it's a direct offset. Station 2, I have $10,000 down. Station 1, I have $15,000 down. Station 1 and Station 2 potentially need major work done to them. But it was my opinion that if we were going to do that, we would open the budget and deal with that at that time. I didn't feel like our cash flow was going to necessarily allow it this year. I think we need to plan and be ready to go for April of 24. But bigger conversation for later. So that's where that's at. Communications is kind of big right now. There's $50,000 in there. We're going to discuss that tonight. The state switching radios, so that's a bigger number than normal for right there. EMS division. Yes.
Sorry, just yep. a quick question on that. The 50. Is part of that grant income, is a portion of that potentially going to be for these radios?
No, because so the radios was a negotiated down price, and then the state isn't like sending us money and then we're paying for the radios. The state is sending the money. They made the deal with the one radio manufacturer for the entire state.
Okay.
So we're kind of, for all intents and purposes, we're being forced into that decision.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, that. It's all taken off the invoice. You'll see that here in just a little bit when we get to that agenda. EMS, total expenses on EMS is for that division, not counting payroll. It's, we have too much overlap to break payroll apart easily right now. We're trying to fix that. Is $183,000 and change. $20,000 on basic equipment, $20,000 on Band-Aids and basic consumable supplies. Maintenance and repair on the ambulance is a $7,500, billing fees of $12,500, training of $10,000, and then the debts, the big one numbers in there are ambulance debt service. We have two new ambulances that we're paying payments on, $68,000 for the two ambulances. That's together, they're $32,000 and $36,000 or something like that. And then we have our last monitor payment we bought right when we took, when we were appointed to the board, we bought those monitors and the third annual and third and final annual installment of that is $45,000, and that will be later in 23. Fire operations budget is at $225,000, $95,000 for PPE. The big things on PPE that we need to go after, and this is one that would come with grant the grant income, kind of the way you were thinking, Wade, is SCBAs are, we basically need new masks and new, basically everything is a new system as a whole. That's about 70,000. And then we need to start refreshing our turnouts. It's something that Chief Tuttle was, you know, doing a couple at a time. We've kind of fall behind that curve a little bit over the last 4 years, and so we need to get back on that as far as that goes. Equipment is basic stuff, a pump here, you know, a pump on a truck, just random basic stuff. Supplies is consumable supplies at 5,000. Vehicle maintenance and repairs at 25,000. I think this year we were at about 20. Fuel was at 30 this year. I think we went just barely over that or right at that this past month. So I upped it to 42.5. And then the big one under that one is we have three half-ton pickups that we're paying payments on that are a total for all three, not individually, all three is 21,545. One of those is due to be switched out, which generally is a net zero or actually a positive to the district. So that's kind of where that's at. Wildland total expenses is $122,500, $5,000 in PPE, that's just pants and jacket shirts, equipment, $7,500, replenished chainsaws, things of that nature. Supplies is gloves and consumables. Food and lodging when they're out on fires is $20,000. Vehicle repairs and maintenance is $50,000. This one's a little bit larger and not necessarily tied to a grant, something that we'll have to discuss in, I would probably say, the February or March meeting in order to get the work done. But we would still like to have two Type 6 units, true Type 6 units. So there's a discussion of using that old Ford, putting a motor in it, and putting a flatbed on it and the right pumps. There's a discussion of not, because we were given on, I don't know what you call that, loan, a Type 4 unit, but can also act as a Type 6 unit. It's just not as nimble. It's a discussion for later, but that's why that line item is quite large, is because we're looking at repurposing a dead truck into a usable apparatus that can go make us money. Fuel is at $22,500, and then EMS supplies and equipment, $5,000 and $7,500 respectively. Again, it's just consumables versus the bags that our paramedics need in their pickups, things of that nature. Insurance is fairly standard, straightforward overhead type thing, $35,000. I mean, obviously the biggest nugget and the biggest thing of any business is payroll. We have payroll at $2,355,000. That is including the new $240,000 for health insurance and taking out the stipend. All the taxes and everything are there. It falls very much in line with this year and what, you know, any minor prospective increases to keep us competitive in the market, which we're going to briefly discuss later too. So that should be fairly straightforward. Professional services are straightforward overhead. The phones are straightforward overhead. And utilities are straightforward overhead. That all falls basically with actual. And then the cash flow loan that we currently are holding, it did come due this month, but we're going to pay it on when we deposit our fees on the 3rd, 4th, when it clears the bank, $400,000. So we have to show that expense coming back out of everything. That keeps the fire budget, for all intent and purpose, balanced. I kept it at a loss of $778. Again, lots of round numbers in there, lots of expenses that won't even be considered until August, September, October, after we see how the wildland season goes. There's lots of benchmarks that have to get hit in order to even attempt it. So.
And I just want to say for the record, I want to thank you, Zach, and Chief, and the crew, and Josh, and Liz and Christy and everybody who helped. I know there's been a ton of work that has gone into getting to this place, so thank you for all your work. We're back at a point where if we want to take public comment, then we'll take public comment on this. Okay. If there is no public comment, then I'm ready to call us out of public hearing and back into our meeting.
Well, we got to approve it in public hearing.
Well, I thought we approved it out of public
hearing. Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. Ask Wade then.
Wade, don't we go out of public hearing and then approve it?
Yeah, we'll come out of public hearing and then we can have our own discussion and then the motion.
Perfect. Sorry.
Okay. If there's no further comment, then at 6:34, I call us out of public hearing.